My name is John Erling, and today's date is December 11th, 2024. So, Joe, would you state your full name, please?
My full name is Joe Delbert Harwood.
Delbert comes from?
My grandfather.
Oh, okay.
And my father.
All right. Where are we recording this interview?
We are at Arrowhead Yacht Club on Duck Creek.
Grand Lake.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, right. Your birth date?
5/8/50.
And that makes your present age?
74.
Where were you born?
Iola, Kansas.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and her personality, and where she came from?
She grew up in Humboldt as well, and her name was Marjorie Casper. She was a school teacher. She was a big picture person, didn't like to meddle in trivia, and if there was one thing us kids couldn't do, it was fight and bicker with one another. She would go off the rails about that.
Right.
She was quite good about keeping it into what was important and what was not.
You said you had family, siblings?
I had two brothers. I lost one, Dan and Bob. We all grew up together in Humboldt. My parents were married for over 60 years.
Your father's name?
Elmer Delbert Harwood.
And then where was he born and where did he grow up?
He grew up in Montana, and they moved to Kansas and to Humboldt in the 20s. And my mother and her family were already there.
And his personality, and what did he do?
He was a grocerman and was a very driven person. He was active all the time. He was working on something all the time. He did well in the grocery business, and then he reinvested those funds into rental houses. And he was well suited for that because he could do all the repairs, plumbing, electrical, painting, carpentry. And he was a success at it because he never had to hire anybody. He just did all the repairs himself. Then he retired from the Monarch Cement Company in 1979, and they moved to Grand Lake until their death in the mid-90s.
Okay. So when you look upon your parents, what do you think you drew from them? Maybe your personality? What would you have drawn from your parents?
Directness. I say my father was a tremendous worker. People were different in those days. His grocery store was open 6 days a week, and then they were closed on Sunday. So his week, you know, started Saturday night when the store closed about 10 o'clock. And he was a prolific boater, and we started out going to Lake of the Ozarks. Oh, he loved that place, but it was like 4 hours of hard driving to get there on a Saturday night. And then you wake up for one day and drive back Sunday to open the store on Monday. So then he found Grand Lake, and that was remarkably closer.
Did you ever work as a, or your family work in the grocery store? Did you work there?
No, I did not. Oh. I was too young.
Okay.
I think he sold the grocery store about the time I was 9 years old or
all
so.
Right. But it sounds like his work ethic, you must have drawn from that. You seem to be, we know you are the kind of guy who's a hard worker.
Well, we never knew what day it was or which day was the off day or whatever. It was just you get done what you have to get done.
Right. Okay, where did you first go to grade school?
I went to grade school in Humboldt, Kansas at Washington Elementary. It was a K through 6. And then I went to high school at Humboldt High School, graduated from Humboldt High School.
And what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1968.
Did studies all come easy for you?
I was not a particularly good student. I was easily distracted, and I was. If they'd had Ritalin back then, I would have been poisoned from it. I probably hold the record for missed recesses or having to stay in to complete homework.
Oh, wow. So were you disruptive?
Well, not really disruptive. I just, you know, I just didn't get into it. I just couldn't keep my attention span focused.
Yeah. But when you graduated, then you went on to college.
Went to Kansas State University and graduated from there in 1972.
What was your degree in?
My degree was in history and political science.
Okay. Tell us why you chose those two.
Well, beginning, I had an interest in maybe pursuing a law degree. And the first summer I went to college, my brother and I got out of school that summer, and we didn't have jobs. And so we came down here to the lake, and we got hired at Bomar's Marina to work the marina that summer. And that was my summer job from then on. I worked every summer, every vacation, spring break, whatever, I worked the marina. I loved the marina. It was a great place, and I met lots of wonderful people. And I enjoyed that life.
You got hooked immediately, didn't you?
Yes. Well, of course, I'd spent a lot of time on the lake growing up in the 50s, and we would, a lot of times, Mom and the kids, we'd stay over the week and fish and ski and play, and I always said the thing that changed my life was Grand Craft Marina. It was right around the corner from our cabin, and I remember I used to go idling down through there in my little 14-foot Blue Star runabout, and the richest people in Oklahoma had their boats down at Grand Craft Marina, and I always said there were big Chris Crafts and Century Coronados everywhere, with 300-horse Cadillac engines and girls in bikini all over the back of them. And I thought, boy, this is it. If I could just own a marina.
Oh, so you even thought about that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I can remember building blockhouse marinas in our little playroom out of blocks. Of course, the lake wasn't any bigger to me then than Port Tyler, Grand Craft, and Port Ketchum Cove. And I'd build these little marinas, and I'd think about it. I'd own one of those someday. So when I graduated from college, I came back the day after I graduated and went to work at the marina.